Oh, prepared to be overwhelmed. Some great, great stuff we're talking about that's happening at the Francis Young Tang Teaching Museum and Art Gallery at Skidmore College. They're presenting Family Forms, an exhibition that invites visitors to consider how families are made, remade, and represented. What better time than right now to consider what's going on in the form of a family? Bringing together contemporary art and vernacular photography, the exhibit looks closely at kinship and care and the stories we tell about who we are to one another. Photographs, artist books, collage, sculpture, and video provide visitors ways to explore the spaces between our ideas about the family and the lived experiences of families. The exhibit is on display through April 12th. We'll also talk about See It Now, which is an exhibit that will be leaving the museum shortly, and you still have a chance to see that. We'll talk about that as well. We do all of that with Dayton director Ian Berry. Good morning.
How you doing, Joe?
I'm well. Always good to have you on the show. How long have you been with? How long have you been?
25 years.
That's what I thought.
It's my anniversary, right alongside the museums.
Happy anniversary!
And our show. I remember when you were just starting. Yeah. So that's great.
We're in it together, Joe.
I know we are. that's clear. I'm so happy to see you. I always love seeing you, and it's really wonderful to have you and the gang here on this Tuesday morning. Professor of Psychology at Skidmore College, Corinne Moss-Rakusin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for being here. And Francis Young Tang 61 Associate Curator, Rebecca McNamara, joins us as well. Hello, Rebecca. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Wonderful to have you on the program. A great group. Okay, Ian, let's start with you. Let's talk about these. Let's talk about these two exhibits of what you wanted to do as far as how these came to be.
Sure. I mean, when
fall
we're thinking
2025.
Sure. When we're thinking about celebrating 25 years at the Tang, there's so many things we want to celebrate. And we thought about contemporary art. That's a huge part of how we, I think, are seen in the world and how we add to the cultural landscape of our region. Work with our faculty and students, we want to highlight that, which makes us unique and distinctive, I think, as an academic museum. And so both of these shows, See It Now and Family Forms, are sort of the sort of compass points of celebrating those two ways of making.
I want to talk about Family Forms because obviously there's time for people to see it from now through April 12th. But let's talk about See It Now real quick as to that exhibit and what it shows, contemporary art from the Ann and Mel Schaefer collection.
120 works by over 100 contemporary artists. And it's structured around three mini solo shows of artists that are very dear to us: Brazilian photographer Vic Muniz, the amazing Cindy Sherman, and the Chicago-based sculptor Nick Cave, who are all artists that have been part of the Tang's history. And in particular, when we opened in the fall of 2000, we opened with a solo survey show of Vic Muniz. And so we start, when you walk into the museum, over the next couple of weeks, you will see this beautiful wall, which is a nod back to 25 years ago, including some of the same works we had up then. So it's a full circle moment. It's a great opportunity for everyone in our region to see Kara Walker and Fred Wilson and Shazia Sikander and Njideka Okuneli Crosby. These are all super important names in the art world, but also near and dear to us at Skidmore and at the museum. These are artists that have come to our campus over the years, met with us and students, and now we have them in our collection.
There's so much going on in all of these.
Well, you're looking at great pictures of Ann and Mel Schaefer's home, where all this artwork comes from. And we also celebrate the Schaefers, who are dear, dear supporters of Skidmore and the Tang. And when you come to the museum, you get to see a rare glimpse into a private collection made public, which is also a way for the museum to act as a sort of an open place to show how museums and the art world works.
See It Now, Contemporary Art from the Ann and Mel Schaefer Collection. Okay, moving on to Family Forms, running through April 12th, 2026. So before I go to Corinne and Rebecca, how did this come about?
Well, I mean, this is a beautiful example of, I think, what makes the Tang very special, which is that we really promote dialogue. And when dialogue across disciplines, when people come to the table with different bodies of knowledge, different life experiences, share that together, think about objects together, think about relationships and ideas and experiences together, great things happen. And I think watching Rebecca and Corinne, we have a table in the middle of the atrium right now of the museum. You'll see it when you come visit. And it was pretty regular occurrence for me to walk down the stairs in the atrium and see these two working together at the table, right in full view of everyone coming to the museum, debating things, talking to students, looking at images, thinking about things in our collection, and sharing their own personal stories and making that into something that all of us can engage with and making an exhibition that nobody's ever seen before.
How does a nice psychology professor come to...
Well, thank you.
Come to... It's what I've heard. Come to examine the perceptions of family and different types of families.
Yeah, it's a great question. So my research historically has really looked at different kinds of stereotypes, particularly around gender, race, and class. And that led me to getting really curious about how we perceive families. That is the intimate unit by which many folks are organized. And this show is the culmination of conversations with Rebecca, my own program of social psychology research, and really active engagement from the museum staff, as well as our shared students, I think, in thinking through a lot of these ideas. So for me, it's this really exciting, generative opportunity that I think represents the best, not only of like a liberal arts education in general, but specifically Skidmore, because one thing that sets us apart is we have this amazing world-class, not only museum, but teaching museum.
Right.
And so it's been really exciting to sort of see how we can think about inequality and family structure and our own sort of social intimacies and programming from a scientific perspective and from an artistic perspective, and then students really at the core of those conversations.
Rebecca, give us a sense of the type of conversations that the two of you have, and with Ian as well, but that you have in bringing this to completion.
Sure. So for me, I'm approaching the material from the background of an art curator. So
okay.
I'm looking through that particular lens, and Corinne is approaching the same material through her perspective as a psychologist and a teacher. And so we looked at a lot of art from the Tang collection. Family Forms is mostly art from the museum's collection with a few loans. And so we had a lot of discussion and debate about what the artwork brings to the conversation, what it limits, what challenges we can make from the art. And so we're really just bringing our diverse perspectives together, and we spent a lot of time teaching one another as well. Mm-hmm. We would often, in the course of our conversations, stop each other and say things like, "I don't know what word you just used. What is that word you're using?" And so we were
I say that all the time in this show.
So we were teaching each other jargon as well, and we did our best to model that teaching and learning for the students at Skidmore as well, mm-hmm. because that was such an exciting part of it's such an exciting part of working in an interdisciplinary fashion is that you get to learn and be curious about areas that are otherwise feeling inaccessible to you.
So just to summarize what you just said, what I took from that description is that Corinne will say, okay, these are the things that I've learned. These are things that I feel are main topics. These are things that we should address. And then you and she will go through the collection and even yes loans to find things that will help personify that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yep. And it's such a great opportunity too to have your own kind of assumptions challenged, but also just made visible, right?
Give me an example of how a perception can be challenged.
Yeah. I mean, I think that often we would use vocabulary that is really specific to our own disciplines, and some of it is just really as simple as, you know, Rebecca would say, okay, how are we going to think about the title treatment for this show? Can we make that visible or integrated into a family form in some way? And I had to stop and say, what's a title treatment? And vice versa, right? I would say, like, here's some data that's qualitative and coming from a focus group versus, you know, more quantitative or experimental. And then we'd pause and say, hang on, what are these different ways of knowing? What are these different methodologies and ways of embodying these themes that are so intimate, so specific to each individual, and yet we've learned so universal, right? Everyone forms their own experience of family and community in some way that is tailored to them and unique to their life circumstances. But I think one thing we try to do in this show from that interdisciplinary perspective is say, how universal are these themes? And that tension of public, private, visible, invisible, you know, sharing one's own narrative versus having that narrative kind of inferred from seeing people maybe out at the grocery store. We've been really interested in how we each and our different disciplines sort of perceive those big questions.
So do you think that that's fascinating? Mm. So do you think that people are going and trying to find themselves?
Mm.
Or do you think they are going to try to understand other people, or both?
Some people are literally finding themselves.
Yeah, I love that question. So I think it's both. We talked very early on about, like, how comprehensive can we be in terms of representing the multitude of different forms that families and intimacies can take? How much can we capture here? How many different kinds of families? And we realized we could not be exhaustive. So what we tried to do is pose questions, show possibilities, and then if folks are seeing themselves represented, then there's this opportunity for a spark. If not, we also we're hoping that there'll be opportunities to reflect on what is and is not shown. But there's also, I think, this really great moment in the show to invite sort of community engagement and representation. We have a public community frame. So there's a mantelpiece, a domestic scene right at the heart of the show where we have a lot of photos displayed, and there's this community frame where folks can come in live while they're there in the show. They can scan a QR code and upload their own family photo, whatever family means to them, whatever types of connections or intimacies those are. And then those community images get added to this frame, which is part of the show. Yeah. So that changes, it's fluid, and we've seen folks walk by and say, oh my gosh, it's my mother-in-law. or students to really, you know, see their own. We were giving a talk last week and students said, oh my gosh, it's me as a baby. Yeah. And so that fluidity, that change, that representation has been really exciting.
What does that mean without context? And then if you put a photo up there of what that means to someone who's viewing it.
Yeah. So in this domestic scene in the exhibition, the photographs from the collection that are around that digital community frame all come from our collection of found vernacular photographs, all donated. We have, I think, more than 700 photographs, all gifted to us by a collector named Peter Cohen, who collects discarded photos that are found at now flea markets and online auction sites and trash bins and all sorts of places. And
this is everything: weddings, deaths, funerals, births,
absolutely,
blah, blah, blah.
Hanging out around the house,
right.
All sorts of
the family
scenes.
Picnic. Everything.
And so Corinne and I made a selection of those to represent diverse family structures, diversity of people. But because we knew we could not be comprehensive, because the ways in which people can form families are really endless, and that's something that we very much learned over the course of planning this exhibition, we are inviting people to represent themselves and their own family structures in this digital frame. So you can go to the exhibition webpage on the Tang site and upload from there, even if you haven't yet visited the exhibition. And if you have, there's a QR code you can scan. It's really simple to upload, and it's been exciting to see. Sometimes it'll be two people. Sometimes it'll be a person's cat. That's their family. Mm-hmm. And we want to embrace all those possibilities. And sometimes it's these large extended families of what appear to be cousins and aunts and uncles and grandparents and children. And so there's a real diversity in that digital community frame, and that's operating like a slideshow. So the longer you stand there, the more you'll see. And we already have dozens and dozens of submissions through that.
Mm-hmm. So Ian, when we leave the Tang, what would you like people to talk about in the car or whatever mode of transportation about what they have viewed when it comes to family in its various forms?
Well, the easy answer is I want them to be planning their next visit.
Oh, sure.
We've got to come right back.
Well, they've
got to bring their families.
They've already become members. They've settled up for calendar year 2026,
right,
and they're
right.
ready to go.
That's right. I think a visit to the Tang, hopefully, these guys mentioned the word curiosity, hopefully sparks people to be active, engaged in all aspects of civic life. So people leaving the Tang, maybe they're going to think about specifically what Corinne and Rebecca sort of showed them with these artworks, but they're going to hopefully be engaged and ignited thinking about their surroundings, their neighbors, what's happening in the news, and be more engaged citizens.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask the psychology professor this, because if you walk into a restaurant and there's a conversation going on across the room, and it's interesting,
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to figure out how these two people are. So is that nosy,
it's human.
So
it's
in human. Other words, curiosity. I mean, the curiosity is, so are those people related? Is this a first date? What's
exactly.
going on? Has it been since they last saw each other? All those questions.
Yep.
And then I always think, well, am I just being nosy? Or is, because to me, I could just watch that for a really long time.
You sound like a psychologist.
Or a journalist.
So exactly. So I'm here to normalize that behavior. That is very human. I mean, in some ways, it really makes sense. We are wired to be curious. We're wired to be curious about those around us, right? And I'm a social psychologist. We study how the people around us, the environments we're in, impact how we think, feel, and behave. And we're so curious about other people's connections to each other. And we don't know their story a lot of the time, right? And that's a lot of what we're trying to do, I think, at the Tang in general, but in this show, is who are they? Most of the time, we'll never know. We're making assumptions based on what we've seen before and what our own experiences are.
Is that okay that we don't know? I mean, meaning that what we're left with is just what we take away from it.
Yeah, so I think what I would say is whether or not it's okay, it happens all the time. And so let's get curious about that process. And so rather than trying to stop it, can we be intentional and notice, what am I assuming? What guesses am I making? And how might that impact how I'm going to treat these individuals if they do cross my path?
And when you use the word intentional, I immediately think, well, how are people viewing the person I'm having
exactly
a meal with?
That's right. That's absolutely right. And I think in this show, we really are trying to surface what I see the Tang doing in general is what is possible in terms of how people structure their most intimate lives and make these decisions. There's this model, I think, that's very prevalent of sort of a nuclear family when we think of family.
Yeah.
And interestingly, that was only the way that most Americans lived for about 15 years following World War II. And yet that model still looms very large. When we had conversations with folks as we were getting ready for the show, so many people shared with us the ways in which they view their own family as sort of deviating from this model in some way. And so we really got curious about what are all the ways in which people are organizing themselves and providing care and love for each other that we may only see at a table in a restaurant and assume something correct or incorrect or half of both. But how can we really be intentional about focusing in on the ways in which people are loving each other and caring for each other that we might miss or misread?
It's a fascinating exhibit. It's on display through the 12th of April. Man, that's really good stuff. That's fascinating. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing it with us.
Thank you.
You have until the 12th of April, as I mentioned, and also kudos, because most of the material does come from the Tang Collection.
Yeah.
It says a lot
amazing
about the collection, doesn't it?
It's growing.
Family Forms is on display at the Tang tang.skidmore.edu in Saratoga Springs, New York, tang.skidmore.edu. My thanks to Ian and Corinne and Rebecca. You're all wonderful. Have a beautiful holiday season, and thank you so much for the great work that you're sharing with the community and also for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, come see us.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.